Questions related to the study materials may be aired here.
We wish to be in adhesion with the Creator, to discover the Creator, to be like the Creator. This is called to be Adam, similar to the Creator. And because we're the opposite of Him to begin with, in order to nevertheless be different and similar, so we are built of a will to receive. And our work is to make the will to receive resemble the Creator's will to bestow. And in this work, we carry out all kinds of works so that they can help us understand who we are, what are the Creator's qualities, and how we can clothe on ourselves the thoughts and desires and behaviors like the upper force. And that way, we work. This work is mainly called work in faith above reason, because we exist in reason, in the will to receive, and we want to give the will to receive external forms, which are forms of bestowal, called faith. Therefore, our work is in faith above reason, to clothe on the will to receive on this puppet, which is every one of us, every person, to clothe on it an external behavior so that it would be a desire to bestow. And then we actually become included of these two qualities, the will to receive inside, and we must always make a restriction on it and have a masach, a screen, and ochozel, reflected light, and through these corrections of restriction, screen, and reflected light, we then appear, seem like the will to bestow, like the Creator. We become similar. We become Adam. This is our work. Until we reach each and every of the b'chinot, of the discernments in the will to receive, that we make such a restriction, simtzum, masach, or chozer, meaning an action of bestowal on top of the will to receive that awakens in us. In the upper providence, it shines on us a bit more and a bit more and a bit more, each and every day, more and more. Each moment, it's not about day and night. Truly, each moment, it shines on us more and more and more in order to give us another addition of a will to receive that would appear in us, upon which we will be able to add the form of bestowal, which is called faith above reason, the quality of bina that covers the quality of malchut. Love covers all crimes. Crimes, that's us, the will to receive. And therefore we will try to advance today as well in that, and see how we can implement it on us to bring it closer to our understanding, our feeling, to the practice. And this way we will advance. The work is a very special kind of work called the work of the Lord. When we try to make of ourselves the image of the Creator, to become Adam, similar to the Creator, and each shall help his friend, each one helps the other, because one cannot do any of this work, especially when we are in a stage of the general correction of the general broken kli called the soul of Adam Rishon that is broken. So we need to help each other, because together we are in the same kli, and we need to be in it as cogwheels that depend on each other, that lead each other, that help in our motions or movements until we reach such reciprocal movements that no cogwheel will be disconnected from the others. And in the complete connection between us, in all the qualities, all the desires, all the thoughts, in everything that He created, in the way that the Creator created each one of us, in all of those things, we would be connected to each other so that in none of us there would be any desire or thought or action of any kind that is not connected to the others. So much so that I feel that I'm being operated by everyone, and in that I have no free choice. My entire free choice is in that I want to be operated by everyone, so that everyone will activate me, whatever they need. I want to be devoted to them up to soul devotion, completely devoted to them. And this is how it is with everyone, at least in the 10. And by that, we will start to feel how between us exists this force, the one unique and unified called the Creator. And we actually have built Him in the connection between us. We discovered Him. He was hidden between us. He was in exile. And we bring Him, draw Him from the exile. We discover Him. And that way we and Him are already in a single state. He is the first. He established that first state. He accompanied us throughout all of the corrections. And we discover Him as a result of the corrections. And He is the last. And all of the actions that we perform them precisely in the way that He wants to activate us. And now we activate ourselves through our own will as a result of the correction. This is why it is considered that we reach keeping the mitzvot, commandments, the Creator's desires, the Creator's commandments, or you might call them the laws of nature. And as a result of that, the force that exists in it is revealed, the desire that founded it, that keeps it, called the Creator Himself. So, let us do such a few such exercises that are called faith above reason, that we would like to crown the force of bestowal above the force of reception, and for it to exist inside of the connection between us.
Again, excerpt number 8. One must not be angry when he has work with the will to receive, that it obstructs him in the work. One would certainly be more satisfied if the will to receive were absent from the body, meaning that it would not bring its questions to the person, obstructing him in the work of observing Torah and commandments. However, one should believe that the obstructions of the will to receive in the work come to him from above. One is given the force to discover the will to receive from above, because there is room for work precisely when the will to receive awakens. Then, one has close contact with the Creator to help him turn the will to receive to work in order to bestow. One must believe that from this extends contentment to the Creator, from his praying to draw the Creator near him in the manner of adhesion, called equivalence of form, discerned as the annulment of the will to receive. So it is in order to bestow. The Creator says about this, quote, "My sons have defeated me," end quote. That is, I gave you the will to receive, and you ask me to give you a desire to bestow instead.
How do I not forget about the fact that the will to receive that awakens in me constantly, it is the Creator who is awakening it. As he admits it, he says, I've created the evil inclination. And therefore, whatever awakens in me, it comes from the Creator. My whole will to receive all the evil within me that pushes me to all kinds of things, draws me to all kinds of actions in my life, confuses my mind, makes me weaker in each and every good thing, and pulls me to each and every bad thing. This is why it is called the evil inclination. Evil means outside of the purpose of life, the purpose of creation, what I need to achieve. I was born in order to reach a certain result, and each and every one has his own inner program according to the will to receive that is in him, which form that is he have to reach, because from this final corrected form, I was in it as a part of Adam HaRishon prior to the sin, and I fell through the will to receive. I disconnected from my place in the system of Adam HaRishon, and now I am unconscious. I don't even know what I'm doing exactly right now. So I need to wake up. This is called we were as dreamers. So to awaken, to recover, and to find my place, to get to know my place in the general system of Adam HaRishon, and to know precisely what is it that I need to do there, how I should be in contact, connected with the entire system. And when I think about it, the will to receive comes and it constantly draws me and it hinders me from entering this work, taking my place in the system of Adam HaRishon, reaching what we call the root of my soul. So what do I do? So the Creator comes and he says, I created the evil inclination. I am the one who is hindering you. Don't you worry, there's nobody else. There is none else besides him. It is me who is hindering you from reaching this point, your true work, your true place in this eternal general system of the soul. Why? Why do I hinder you? So that you will need my help. Why? Why without that I can't do it? I don't see you. In my whole life, I try to do everything by myself. In the spiritual work, that is impossible. Why? Because in the spiritual work, when I connect with the Creator, I precisely receive spiritual forces. I start to see where indeed I need to act. I start to get to know my work with others on the spiritual level. And then suddenly I discover that there is a different world. Just like I, let's say, come to a new workplace with many people and I don't know any one of them and I don't know what they do there, etc. This is how I start to enter a new system of the next world. Next world, in Hebrew, Ha'olam Haba, literally means the world that is coming. And here, we need to try to discover ourselves and to start to come in, to become perfected, to fit into this system. It's an internal system, a complete system. Our world exists only in order for us to overcome these disturbances, in order to enter that state, that world, to rise from Malchut to Bina, to faith above. Then we will have a workshop. This is why he says the following. One must not be angry when he has work with the will to receive. that it obstructs him in the work of connecting with others, connecting with the Creator, seeing things correctly. One would certainly be more satisfied if the will to receive were absent from the body, if one was outside the will to receive. Meaning that it would not bring its questions to a person, obstructing him in the work of observing Torah and Mitzvot. Observing Torah and Mitzvot means through light, called the reforming light, that's called the Torah, to keep actions of bestowal, which are called Mitzvot, commandments. However, one should believe that the obstructions of the will to receive in work out of himself, he doesn't want that. It also comes to him from above, from the Creator. One is given the force to discover the will to receive from above. It starts to get to know it more and more because there is room to work precisely when the will to receive awakens in a person. What work? For one to have close contact with the Creator. Specifically, if with the will to receive that obstructs him, one is drawn to discover that force that is working on him. Who is working on me? How can I overcome against the will to receive and come to contact with him? And then one has close contact with the Creator, specifically on top of the hindrance, the disturbance. For the Creator to help him turn the will to receive in the person, so it will be in order to bestow. So that we would be able to get hold of the Creator and be in a mutual connection with him. And one must believe that from this extends contentment to the Creator, that he wants to get hold of him, and he tries, and he cannot, and he searches for how to do it, and he turns to the Creator with the group, through the friends, until he reaches a certain hold of the Creator. Just like a baby gets hold of the mother to be constantly connected with her. From his praying to him, to the Creator, to draw him near in the manner of dvekut, adhesion. Meaning that he wants to be adhered to the Creator. He realizes that getting hold of the Creator, gripping the Creator is possible only on the condition that he will be similar to him. As much as the Creator yearns for the person, so the person should have a yearning for the Creator. And that tendency, this adhesion, is called equivalence of form. I to my beloved and my beloved to me, this is what it is called. Discerned as the annulment of the will to receive for oneself so that it will be in order to bestow. Bestow to the Creator. To the group, the friends. This is how I establish my will to bestow. And the Creator says about this, if we overcome the fact that he's giving us all kinds of barriers, problems, confusions, he says, my sons have defeated me. That is, he says, I gave you the will to receive, and you ask me to give you a will to bestow instead. So, we need to be in a struggle, in a fight with this force of nature called the Creator, so that everything that we see goes against the connection between us and with the Creator, we have to overcome it until we feel that the Creator says, as Kabbalists are revealing to us, that he says, my sons have defeated me. And we then understand that all of the forces of rejection that he creates within us, that he shows in us from the side of nature, from the side of everyone, and that there's none else besides him. He's doing it. He's doing it only in order for us to grow and to overcome. And whatever he's showing us, these forces of concealment, forces of rejection, these forces are not more than whatever we can overcome. Do not say that these forces are great. They are precisely according to our ability to overcome them and to discover the Creator and bestow to Him in spite of these forces of rejection. But rather the problem is that we need to connect between us, to gather all of these forces of mutual bestowal together, then we can bestow to Him in a, such a manner and such intensity that we will feel who was the one who was hindering us and he was obstructing us in order to grow, overcome the rejections, and be grown-ups and bestowers like him. So the most important thing is to understand between us that even now, right now, at the moment that we exist, also what is hindering us is that we are not performing, meeting all of the conditions, all of the elements that the Creator is establishing for us. And if we would gather all of these things correctly, ourselves, our forces, our thoughts, all together, then for sure, even right now, we would discover that the Creator was the one who was hindering us, and now He is revealed, is together with us in the connection between us. How do we reach that in practice? Right here, right now. Let's talk about what is it, what do we have? And we have everything. The knowledge, the guidelines, the disturbances. It all exists. However, we need to organize all of these elements that we have in us. So, go ahead, a workshop. How do we organize them in such a way that indeed we can bestow to the Creator to the extent that He, in return, would be revealed through our attitude towards Him? He has an attitude from Him to us, and we only need to organize our attitude, our relation from us to Him, and to the extent that we can, even to some extent, resemble His relation to us, already we are in the revelation of
it's a demand that we elevate together.
If we will truly succeed in connecting between us, and we will establish by this that quality of mutual bestowal, like we, what we read is the Creator, how will we feel Him? How will we discover Him? How will He be revealed in us? We establish the quality of bestowal between us. Let's make it tangible. We are in a circle between us in the 10, and we establish the mutual quality of bestowal. There is some connection, there is some force, some inner feeling between us of how we are together, right? In reciprocity, and in connection, a certain connection between us. How then do we discover in this connection the Creator? What does it mean that according to equivalence of form? How is this revealed? It is revealed in the emotion. So, how will we discover Him? What should we expect? Through all of the degrees. Rav, our attitude to the Creator, when we position Him above our will to receive from our connection to Him, is called Or Chozer, reflected light. And we need to establish it correctly. If we establish it correctly on top of the restriction, that we don't want to each one to think about himself, but only about the connection between us, implementing this force of connection towards the Creator, the Creator gave us an opportunity to start to be so bestowed to each other until we reach mutual bestowal in the 10. And out of these 10, with mutual bestowal, we can reach bestowing to the Creator. So then, if this bestowal, this reflected light, that we want to establish towards the Creator, if it is correct, we discover in it the Creator's attitude towards us, called Or Yashar, the direct light. And then we start to discover each other, to connect with each other, so that the direct light dresses in the reflected light, and we already start to be partners with the Creator. And that way, we start to develop the relations between us. And that system of relations between us in the 10 and with the Creator is called a Partsuf, or Neshama, a soul. So, we need to connect between us in such a way that all in all, the essence of the connection between us will be directed towards the Creator, and it will be such that the Creator will be able to also be revealed in it. That is, we establish out of ourselves, out of the connection between us, such a state that is like the Creator, so that we can imagine him this way. This is called, you have made me. That is, to the extent that we build between us such a system that is called Bore, Creator, to that extent the Creator truly is revealed in it, in such a system of relations between us. And this is actually the purpose of the existence of the Ten. So, let us once again talk about it briefly and determine that this is what we are engaging in all the time. Go ahead, please. How do we establish between us a connection so that from this connection we turn to the Creator and the Creator dresses in the connection between us? Already here, now, during the study, and also after we separate, following the lesson, he created this whole world only in order for us to be able to connect in such a way and to discover him, to reach adhesion with him in each and every state. So, go ahead, please. How do we do it? From starting now and throughout the entire day.
Degree has its own coarseness.
Peter 3. Ну вот к вашему последнему вопросу на семинаре. И зачем нам нужен этот внешний мир?
Regarding the last question you had in the workshop, why do we need this external world? What is its role in our work? We have enough work in the tent.
This external world gives us a demonstration of our inner structure. It's a copy, if you could say that. It's a copy of our inner structure. Meaning, if I saw how I'm built inside, including all of reality, then I'd understand that this whole world is inside, within me. That it's my structure. That's how I integrate the inanimate, vegetative, animate speaking. It's my will to receive, and my will to receive now shows it to me externally. It's a projection outside of myself, so that I would be better able to get to know myself. If it remained within, I would never reach this study, this research. Now I research myself, I study and examine myself, and then I relate to each and every element of the still vegetative and animate speaking in this world as parts of my body, my soul. That's how I relate to them. So what I see outside of me, that's a projection, a replication, a demonstration of what's inside of me. That's why it's written, love thy friend as thyself, ultimately. As in that way you correct your attitude. It helps you correct your inner vessel, which is as if it is shown to you as if it's outside of you. Holland 1.
Good morning, dear Raf. What do we focus on when we bestow to the friends in the ten? It looks like we have many thoughts making this part soof. What do we mainly focus on, Raf?
The essence of my attitude towards the friends is such that through it I create my attitude towards the Creator. That's all. When I look at the friend and build my relation to him, by that I mean to build
Вы сейчас на этом уроке в очень простой форме описали, что
described in a very simple way that my attitude to the friends equals my attitude to the Creator. Then you said that this our general common attitude to the Creator, we actually build it together. So it's not clear what is this together. Where does this together come from?
Personally, on the personal level, I relate to each and every friend in order to achieve an inner connection with him, so that through these inner connections I can build a network through which to relate to the Creator, through the Ten. If I build, it's in the Ten, if I build a proper attitude to the Ten, to each and every member and to all of them together, then through that I can turn to the Creator. Otherwise I won't be able to turn to him, to express my regard for him, my attitude and connection, and also to understand his connection to me. Because if I build a Ten, then inside the Ten, the laws of the upper nature begin to become revealed, the laws, the nature of mutual bestowal, the Creator. If I didn't build up a certain form of bestowal, then I cannot discover the Creator, who is the general form of bestowal. And so, that's how I regard my connection in the Ten and with the Creator.
Rav, it turns out that I need to build relations with each one of the friends in the Ten. Is a parse that will help me reach adhesion with the Creator, and I'm the one who is building this network of connection in the Ten between us. Where is the together here? In which format should I look at the friends, work with the friends?
Did you read Abash's articles? Did you or didn't you?
Yes. Each day we do it in the ten.
Yes. So isn't it written there that you need to have some kind of relationships between man and his friend, between the person and his ten, and then from the ten to the Creator, what I have to explain to you, everything again and again? You need to work on this every day, all of you, but...
Rav, Boker Tov.
Rav, good morning. I understand that there is connection and disconnection in the 10, and it's related to the disturbance. How do I relate to the disturbances that I get so that it will help me to rise above reason? I don't understand. How do we ask together? Each one is in a different state, and his demand is in with different intensity, different direction.
Try, make an effort to ask together. And if it doesn't work, then together, ask the Creator to help you ask together. And I have nothing more to say. All of these complaints are between yourselves and to him. I'm only telling you maybe a bit more clearly what's written in the books of Baal HaSulam and Rabash. That's all.
How do we not get stuck in relations of kind of you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back, thinking that this is mutual bestowal?
I don't understand what it means. Say for me and for you.
We understand that people do good things for each other, and they say, oh, we are in mutual bestowal.
Good, if that suffices, then remain in that. I'm not going to convince you that you need to do something that's written in our books. We have instruction manuals on how to achieve the revelation of the Creator and adhesion with Him. And if you want to settle for something that's written, maybe that you want to go this far and not more, then what can I do?
Latin 4.
Shalom Rav. Si la luz reflejada es otorgamiento para la conexión de la decena.
Hello, Rav.
La luz interior.
If the reflected light is bestowed through connection in the ten, how does the inner light contribute to connection in the ten?
Or primi.
The inner light, it's as we learn about in the Patsuf. It is revealed inside the Patsuf, and the person feels it. When he receives it in order to bestow, he has adhesion with the Creator within the Patsuf. And that actually comes and weakens him. What does it mean that it weakens him? He wants to bestow even more. And in order to bestow more, he needs to let go of the quality of adhesion that he's attained. And I'm talking about a man like a paltuf, a ten, because that's what you call a man in spirituality, a person. And then in such a way, he tries to achieve greater bestowal, higher bestowal, the inner light that spreads through him, into him, in the group. And the light that they feel is outside of them. These lights are in bitush, the beating of the inner light and the surrounding light, as we call it. And then it gives the ten a feeling that it can advance even more than...
Hello, Rav. We heard a few times during the lesson that in the ten we have to gather all of our forces, our thoughts, in order to discover the Creator. How do we gather our forces? And you also said we need to try to ask together. How do we do it? Or does the light work on us and make it possible for us?
You have friends. You need to discuss this with them. But it's true what you said. We need to gather all of our forces. Petah Tikva 6.
We work in a 10, we create a certain connection of bestowal between us, and you gave a name to this connection. You said it is Or Chozer, reflected light. And in this connection, what is revealed always is immediately after we create this connection, some disturbance is revealed. Is that called direct light, that disturbance that is revealed?
No, what disturbance? Disturbance in your connection?
Yes.
So it's not direct light, not reflected light or anything. You're not in connection yet. If the Paltzuf is not in connection, then it's still in the shattering. So no upper light can be revealed in it. There's no equivalence of form between it and the light. You need to work on the connection.
This means that once we reach the right connection that will be called reflected light between us, we will discover something new there called direct light that...
No, the reflected light is not between you. The reflected light is what you want to give to the Creator, to bestow. It's what the Paltzuf aims to bestow to the Creator. That's called the reflected light. But it doesn't matter. Forget about the light. It's not. We're not talking about that yet.
Because you called it reflected light and direct light, so I'm trying to somehow connect these terms to what is happening between us in the tent. That's what I'm trying to do.
So it's not there yet. It's not there yet. Let's not be confused thinking we're in that already. You can discuss it, but also with that, understand that it's still not our situation. It's not the light yet. The light is bestowal. Bestowal is called light. So direct light is where we feel the Creator's bestowal upon us. We discover it. Yes? Reflected light is where we want to bestow upon the Creator through the connection between us. We don't have such an interaction between us yet, between the Ten and the Creator. We want to get there, but it's not there yet.
Lights in item 90, but first we will start with a preparation excerpt for the study of Tess from Bara Sulam, introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot. The light in the Torah shines only to those with faith. Moreover, the measure of that light is as the measure of the force of one's faith. Yet, to those without faith, it is the opposite. As it is written, to the left, leaning in it, a portion of death. For they receive darkness from the Torah, and their eyes darken. Sages have already presented a nice allegory about this matter regarding the verse, "Woe unto you who desire the day of the Lord." Why do you need the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light. There is an allegory about a rooster and a bat that were awaiting the light. The rooster said to the bat, "I await the light because the light is mine. But you, why do you need the light?" And it is very precise.
Yes. So, what do we need the Lord's light for? Only in order to come to resemble Him. And if not in order to correct ourselves, and being like the Creator, the Bestower, we do not need that light, because that light brings us only the power of bestowal. When we want to discover the Creator, what do we want actually? To discover the power of bestowal. Let's interpret it correctly. The power of bestowal is revealed according to the general law of creation, which is called equivalence of form. The more you make yourself resemble the Creator, then in those same qualities you will discover Him. That's why all of our work is on how to reach the quality of bestowal. And then in the quality of bestowal, we discover the actual quality of bestowal, which is the Creator. And we study with that purpose. Please.
Okay, so first we will read item 5 above. The order of the emergence of the 10 spherot of the circles and the line is called Adam Kadmon. This first circle that is more adhered to and soft is called the Keter of Adam Kadmon. Later on, this line expanded further and extended a bit, and it became circular once again, and became a second circle within the first circle. This is called the circle of Chochmah of Adam Kadmon. Then it expanded further down and became a circle once again. And it became a third circle inside of the second circle, which is called the circle of Binah of Adam Kadmon. And in such a way, it kept on expanding and then becoming circular up to the tenth circle, called the circle of Malchut of Adam Kadmon. This explains the matter of the 10 Sefirot that were emanated as 10 circles, one inside of the other. So, we're reading item 90, relating to the words, and it extended a little bit and then came back.
We can certainly make a drawing of this, a circle, a line coming out of the circle, extending out, and then in a more inner circle, and another line extending it to that circle, and another inner circle. And so we have 10 circles, and a line that connects all the circles together from the most external circle and through to the middle of the innermost circle. But although we're very much drawn towards visualizing it as a drawing, and I've drawn many. You can go into our archives and see thousands of drawings, diagrams. But we've actually come to a state where we need to implement it by way of spiritual action. With each and every word, we need to try, for each word we need to try to attach a spiritual essence. A circle means that there's no direction. A line means that there is a direction with a certain kind of bestowal. And then again, it becomes rounded, bestowal without limits. And then again, a line, bestowal with a direction. That's how the Creator built the 10 circles called the spiritual Paltsuf. And it's worthwhile for us to establish it in an emotional way rather than schematically, as though it's drawn before us. Although you can't completely escape this image. If it's not on paper, on the screen, it'll be in front of our eyes as if suspended in air. But it's better to build that image spiritually. Bestowal without limits is called a circle, without limitation. And the specific directed bestowal is called...
Now, in order to depict the line and the circles emotionally, you gave us an advice. Let's say that we want to give to one another without any boundaries in the ten. What does it mean that some calculation awakens a line?
The calculation in the line, it's always there because we always work from the will to receive. And our will to receive is a line. As we restrict it, limit it, we want to arrange it so that it is in order to bestow. So it cannot be a circle. It's only at the end of correction when we correct everything and all of our corrections connect together. Then we come to the form of the circle. But actually, we always work in yosher, straightness or direct line, limitation between us. And so the three sfirot of Keter, Chochmah, Binah, where in each sfira it's bestowal from above, and the seven sfirot of the line, of the straight line, it implies how we arrange connection between us to some extent with the Creator, according to our ability. So we have Keter Chochmah Binah, which is bestowal from above, which is measured according to the seven sfirot of Yosher, and then the seven sfirot of Yosher, which we try to connect. We try to connect them through the circles in Keter Chochmah Binah of the upper sfira. We try to connect those to the Keter Chochmah Binah of the lower sfira. We always have such a kind of connection. The influence of the Creator in each and every bestowal, and how each and every desire of ours can be connected in a ten, uniting all the bestowals of the Creator together.
Это мы приобретаем вот эти вот первые три сферы как воздействие Творца, как формы отдачи, которые Он дает.
The first three spheres we acquire through equivalence of form with the.
Rav, buongiorno. Rav, chiedo.
Hello, Rav. I'm asking forgiveness. I heard yesterday that you said that we are born in the form of a nigul and we need to resemble the form of the kav. And today I'm hearing that we have the form of the kav and we have to come to the form of the igul. So forgive me, I'm confused. Can you clarify it?
You're correct. All the desires to receive and all the desires to bestow that exist in all of creation are all circles, igulim. And our intention to relate to the Creator in a certain way obligates us to build towards Him, from our desire to Him, a certain direction. This is called direction. This is called Yosher, Kav, a line. So, us, created beings, who wish to relate to the Creator, we take from our desires that are simple circle desires, we arrange them in such a way that we build towards Him a line, a certain direction. This is called Yosha, line. Meaning the difference between a circle and a line is that a circle is just a desire without any limitation or restriction. And a line is already a desire that is limited, restricted and aimed, directed. That's it.
Latin 7.
Muy buenas noches y buenos días, Rav. Entonces, solo para ver si entendí bien.
Good evening, Rav. Good day. Just to understand if I understood from these explanations, you said more or less this interaction between the sfirot of igulim, of round ones, with the sfirot of yosher, of the straight lines. Is that the correction inside the ten?
This is our work for correction inside the ten. We wish to tie our desires together and give him a direction towards the upper force, the Creator. Consequently, to the extent that we are aimed at the Creator, we begin to discover also His attitude towards us. And then we grasp His attitude towards us in our attitude to Him. So it turns out that we are starting to learn about the Creator, who is also directed at us in a line. He wishes us to arrange ourselves in a line. So to the extent that I can resemble Him, I will feel Him. This is our work that is called Kav, a line. If the attitude is without any restrictions or limitations,
okay.
Do the circles precede the line and then the line precedes the circles?
Correct. In the beginning, the Creator influences all creation, all the created beings. Let's say He awakens us, so we don't know where and why, but we receive a certain desire to reveal Him. This is called through circles, meaning from the outside we receive a certain awakening. And later, we wish to enter into some contact with Him, some relationship. Relationship we can enter with Him have to be organized, can only be organized, I to Him and Him to me, like a guest and a host. And then our attitude, which includes a restriction, a screen, a reflected light, it builds the line, and we wish to work towards Him in a line, because in circles we can't grasp anything and perceive anything. We can only perceive and grasp in a certain measure from here to here.
As it's been clarified ahead, above.
We need to understand that we exist in a certain space. And the Creator, the concealed upper force, is working on us, is activating us through the circles and through the lines. It wants to interact with us mutually, this mutual relationships. And that's what we need to try and imagine. He influences us through the circles. We wish to adapt ourselves to it. This is the line. Therefore, the upper light, when it expands towards us, it builds those systems, circles and lines. And it builds those systems even in such ways that it's not a human yet. We learn about it in the system of Adam Kadmon. The world of Adam Kadmon. This form precedes the creation of Adam, of the world of Abiya. That's where the Creator sets up His plan for creation and begins to execute it, as Baal Salam explains. One who wishes to build a house draws blueprints, prepares spec lists, what will be there, what is he going to build, and then he starts to build. So all those things the Creator is preparing for our world, for our state, this is called the world of Adam Kadmon, and there we see all those discernments.